And our guest tonight, Dr. Len Horowitz, sticking his neck out again. We'll be back with Len in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Len, if parents do not want to have their children vaccinated, what can they do? So many school districts compel them to do this.
Well, two things. One is the exemption. Most states have a religious spiritual exemption available to them, and you have to demand them very assertively. You can't be wishy-washy. You have to basically say, listen, I know that in your desk drawer there's an exemption form that you better give me now because I want to sign it. And if you don't have it, you're negligent. According to state laws, you're required to give me that if I give you a written statement saying, for religious reasons, I refuse to vaccinate. And we have on the website, on the tetrahedron.org website, the one you mentioned earlier, the publisher's website has a couple documents that would help you. You can attach them. One is called Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice, where we went through the Old and New Testament and selected the verses that deal specifically with keeping the blood pure and keeping the seed from being mixed. Well, when you inject yourself, as I mentioned, with all those foreign agents, you're not keeping the blood pure. You're intoxicating the Holy Spirit-filled temple. And so, you know, you've got to, if you consider yourself a good Jew or a good Christian or a good Muslim, you've got your, you know, scripture that tells you, don't do this. And you can rely on it. And so that's number one.
And if they don't give it to you, you can litigate, I guess, couldn't you?
Well, that's what we're doing in Hawaii. We're still engaged in litigation. It's now going on, I think, the third year.
Yeah, here. It's been going on a while.
Yeah, so this has to do with the tuberculosis skin test. One of the things that I'm doing is engage myself with a couple ministries that have drawn the line to this religious exemption. Now, the government is now engaged in a propaganda campaign, and their agenda is to target religious people.
Len, where's that guy who was on a plane and had this rare form of tuberculosis, and they put him in quarantine? Do they still have him?
No, they let him out, and, you know, we could have healed him. There's no question that he would have been far better off had we brought in a holistic team to deal with that. But I believe that he actually, afterwards, after they released him,
they cut a piece of his lung out, I think.
Gee whiz, I didn't hear that one.
I thought they did. I'm going to check that.
Yeah, do you remember there was another one that shortly thereafter there was an attorney that they said was a carrier of TB, a bad strain of TB, and that they made a big deal about it, and then a couple weeks later they found out that it wasn't such a bad strain after all.
And then there was another guy they put in jail. They quarantined him. They just put him in jail.
Well, you know, there's so many wonderful ways, and we can talk about some of those in the third hour, you know, about how this is absolutely not just ridiculous, but genocidal. It's deadly, and it's profiting and making a lot of money for people who invest in killing people. And that's what this is. That's all this is really about. It's about making money off of humanity's suffering and depopulating because you're ultimately concerned that the population is too big.
What happens when governments say, all right, there's going to be an outbreak here. There's going to be a pandemic. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. If you don't, we're going to arrest you. We're going to quarantine you. We're going to put you in a camp. Is this possible?
Well, it's not only possible. The legislation has been enacted already. It's called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, and it definitively gives the capability to do that into one person's hands, and that one person is the state's director of public health, and they have the capacity to cease and desist all of the legislative judicial processes and to engage law enforcement and to enlist as deputies the emergency responders, everything from firemen and police officials to nurses and doctors would be deputized, and that would free them from any liability in the process of gathering up the population and getting them by whatever means. I mean, they obviously in Nazi Germany they used trains. In this case, wouldn't surprise me if they use that, trucks, buses, whatever, to the quarantine camps and quarantine facilities.
Now, this TB patient, Andrew Speaker, they removed the upper lobe of his right lung back in July of 2007. That's the guy who was on the plane.
Yeah, well, we could have probably saved that as well. I'll tell you, there's so many miraculous things that we've got that's just been such a blessing of the armamentarium that we have against infectious diseases, that these chemicals and these drugs that cause nothing but hideous side effects, it's barbaric. You know, about 50, 60 years from now, we're going to look back on this period of the medical culture and say, these people were not just insane. They were absolute genocidalists, murderers.
Butchers.
Totally. You know, it's like I have a lot of respect for good surgeons, but medical deities that prescribe drugs blindly, that don't get educated in everything from nutrition to natural healing, I mean, these people should have, they need to get a life.
I mean, don't some of these medical practitioners merely get the information from the pharmaceutical salesperson, Len, and say, okay, or if, you know, if they hear of a drug that so many other doctors prescribe, they do the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I cover that in the documentary In Lies We Trust, and that this is also was stated, actually, I think it was about a week ago, where the news media carried some main headlines that said that the drug ads, as we talked about earlier, that even include the side effects, are highly effective in getting the public to request specific drugs from their doctors. And even though the doctors are not giving them all the time, you know, in many cases, about half the time they're prescribing alternatives, at least what the media is now knows and the drug company and the industrialists know is that so long as they run that advertising, it's a brainwashing, it's a campaign, it's, you know, basically behaviorally engineering the public to demand and request specific drugs. Highly, highly profitable.
Next 15 minutes or so, we'll get into talking about water and some of these other healing principles. Lots of people want to talk with you, Len, but we'll save that for next hour as well. What do you do next? I mean, you continue to speak. Yeah, you continue to try to tell the public about these dangers. Tell me about the people who are listening. Who are they?
People that are listening mostly are the people who are celebrating. And the people who I'm playing with these days are people who are living synchronously, are living a spiritual life, are living where, you know, it's kind of like the Bible talks about the steps of the righteous are ordered. There, you know, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And this kingdom of heaven we talked about earlier is the musical mathematical matrix. It's perfect. Like in Marco Rodin's math and the Nassim Haramein's physics, there's nothing broken in the way that the universe operates so synchronously and perfectly, in perfect harmony. And the people that I'm playing with are basically living that life where not just prayers are answered routinely and quickly, but miracle after miracle after miracle is happening. Because, again, when you open your heart and you're vibing to that essentially core creative frequency of love, and you have an understanding that we're simple, we're all simply humble servants of a great, glorious creator sent here to serve each other in a meaningful way. And that's the fabric that binds us together, that love and that service. That when we get that, and we just do it, and we wake up and we're blessed to breathe, and we understand the sacredness of oxygen, and we understand the magnificence of water in this environment that we've been blessed with, then life takes on something far better than the American dream. You know?
There's no doubt about that, Len. What happened to the SARS pandemic? What happened to the avian bird flu pandemic? What happened to them? The blue flu, bird flu?
You know, what happened?
Blue flu is when police officers go on strike.
They ran the experiment. The SARS experiment was very successful. What it amounted to was they ran the experiment in Toronto. I was there 5 of the 6 weeks. I watched it. whereby the mainstream media just blew this thing out, and there was really very little to blow out with this thing. Again, when you have some of the armaments that we have, and you then realize what these poor people who were frightened to death, including healthcare professionals, and basically quarantined in their own hospitals, you know, this was insane, and the public was just freaking out. It was extremely successful in that it was one of those, it was the pivotal moment whereby the United States government and all the governments of the world said to the World Health Organization, you have the power to dictate response, emergency response. And so it becomes a military state. It becomes essentially a an emergency situation where that's what they did. That they've got to lay out exercises to affect the agenda. And that's what SARS was about. We had a cure for SARS. We actually had it out there. It was lomatium root extract, devil's club, which was an old, 150 years ago.
These are all herb remedies, right? Herbal remedies.
Yeah, beautiful herbal remedies. And at any rate, then when you talk about the avian flu, the issue is it's never what it appears to be. The government's agenda, the covert operations, and the mainstream media is never what they're telling you it is. It's always something else. And with the avian flu, you have to understand that Tyson vying for a global monopoly over poultry, decimating competition, that the outbreaks that you read about, I watched several of them. I've reported to the chief executive officers of some of the companies that have been targeted and victimized in this way. This is called industrial sabotage, and it's involved with industrial espionage operations and competition eliminating. The avian flu also drives markets. This fright, you know, typically when you get one of these big things hitting the press, big frights hitting the press, look at the stock market. Watch whose stocks are suddenly rip-roaring up, and you realize, holy smoke, they were in the press release that was released, or that Associated Press, which is a mouthpiece for CIA, literally put out. So that's what this whole thing is about. I mean, just look at the industries that get created with the Florida dental AIDS tragedy back in 1990 that really began my career looking at government cover-ups. The whole infection control industry was created, you know, largely by that one case, which the government basically censored the whole truth of the matter. And then you have, look at what happened after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Look at what the airline security industry is about now. Look at the billions and billions and trillions of dollars. That's absolutely ridiculous. They're stealing your water. They make you throw your bottles of water out. Excuse me, is this the same world in which we are living?
I saw them packing down an 82-year-old woman a few weeks ago.
Children, I see it too. It's just ridiculous. And when you talk to these people, you may as well be talking to a Nazi, you know, an enlisted Nazi, because they really, really believe that what they're doing there is serving some good.
Well, I mean, most of them there, because I know some of them, I mean, they are there for a good cause. I mean, they actually believe that they're trying to help us.
Yeah, they believe that. I know they do. Well, so did Hitler's troops. They believed that white supremacy was the way to go.
Yeah, but I don't think the guy trying to pat down the old woman wants to hurt her.
No, but he's got to justify the fact that he's taken home money in this, you know, basically ridiculous. I mean, let me ask you something. Has there been any data, any studies to show that we have a cost-benefit, risk-benefit positive return on investment from airline security?
No.
Have we caught any real terrorists? There was a guy with a shoe, And they didn't catch him, but I don't think he came.
Well, they got him. They got the shoe potential bomber, Richard Reed, because of passengers who spotted him.
Yeah, okay. But, there's one instance of this. I'm just saying, look at who's making the money, and look at what kind of an industry gets created after a fright.
There's no doubt, Len, that what they're doing is injecting fear into everyone. But here's the mistake they made. They forgot that you can't keep it up, because you can't keep scaring people, because eventually they're going to say enough is enough. They're going to revolt. They're going to get fed up. And they're at that point right now. You know it. I know it. Alex Jones knows it. Everybody knows it. People are fed up right now. They've been pushed to the brink. They're tired of it. And it's reflective in everything that's going on now in society. Sure, we can be happy with the people we love and everything else. But by and large, how many happy people, Len, are out there? You don't see a lot anymore. When you just get in your car and drive, and you'll see people who aren't happy. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, I think there's no question we're living in a strange time. I have a little different take on it. You know, I honestly believe that 2/3 of the world's population are on their way out. And, 10 years ago when we first started talking about this kind of stuff, I was really naive. I thought we were going to really make a difference and save the world. At this point, I realize, we've been knocking our heads against the wall. The wall does not mind, but who needs the headache? And the reality is that these people who have no ears to hear and no eyes to see the truth basically have their own karma, their own judgment day coming. That's what's happening with America right now. God blessed America. Now America has got to bless the Creator, but isn't. So what's taking place right now economically is a whole geopolitical agenda that's already been a long time ago set into motion. This whole thing is going to be causing and is associated with really bad times for a lot of people. Now, as that's happening, I see an equal and opposite spiritual renaissance and an uplift, and people are getting engaged in something metaphysical, something that is far more powerful than what's taking place on the earthly plane. And I believe that it's consistent with everything that I am observing. It's empirically obvious to many, many people that I'm speaking with. So my take on it is, you're right, 2/3, 2 out of every 3 people you look at and walk by in the city or urban areas, they're not happy. And they're not happy because they basically have been indoctrinated into this culture that is totally Babylonian and loony. And, I could give you all the adjectives, but I don't need to. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All
right, Len, let's get your websites out. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back and talk about the health research and water science.
Oh, that's great. Great. We're going to have fun. Yeah, well, let me give you a toll-free number. There's a toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And then if you, like you mentioned, doctor, that's DRLEN. Horowitz.com, www.drlenhorowitz.com.
There you go. We'll be back in a moment. New health research and water science. You don't want to miss this. Len Horowitz is next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, this is what we'll do next hour. We'll open up the phone lines with Dr. Len Horowitz, but when we come back, some incredible new health research in water science. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. A little more uplifting, Len. You've been doing a lot of work into the research of natural healing and disease prevention using water. Let's talk about that.
Well, George, it is. is the most uplifting subject that I can talk about or think about. First of all, let me just start by saying, you know, people might want to just reread the book of Genesis from the number 1 through 6, just the verses 1 through 6, because in the beginning there was the Creator and the water. At the same time that the Creator was there was the water, even before the Word was spoken. And the Word was spoken. Word, of course, we talked about was electromagnetic frequencies. That's simply mathematics and physics. So essentially, the Word, frequency, mathematics, entered into water and then created everything. So that's where I think we should start in realizing, essentially, you're not going to come up closer to anything more blessed and godly on this planet, on this physical plane, than water. And when you realize that, now you begin to realize that it's part of a triune God, and that actually precedes the Trinity, and that the reality is of consciousness. Everything about water, like Dr. Emoto shows, that water carries messages for people. Individuals have their own unique messages coming from water, and it responds to prayer. That means it really has consciousness. It's alive. And so the reality is that this is where our physical salvation comes from, with all the problems that we're facing in this world, which is why we've seated now the concert for the 144,000, as Revelation 14, 1 through 6 talks about. There's a concert scheduled for this planet where 144,000 humble servants of the Creator are scheduled to sing a new song. And that's the tones that I've been talking about.
See, Dr. Emoto, when he was on this program some time ago, Len, claims that water delivers messages.
Yes. It delivers specific messages. For example, we evaluated the water from the lava-heated steam on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Okay.
And incredibly, all of the messages are consistent with what the ancient Hawaiian kahunas said, was this island represents an umbilical cord to the universe through which the rebirth of this planet will come. That's ancient Hawaiian prophecy. And the water reflects that message completely, incredibly. We have pictures on the internet where we show you that it actually has a fetus with an umbilical cord attached to it in the center of a structured water molecule as one in a whole series. I mean, you see a fallopian tube. You see a uterus. You see a yin-yang symbol. It looks like a sperm or an egg that's been fertilized stuck to the side of a uterine wall. All of this in water under a microscope. Amazing. So the concept that water, think about this, you know, just like human beings, it reflects our consciousness as well. We happen to have three different types of consciousness we're talking about on this program. Fixed, like ice cold. Mm-hmm. You know people like that.
Sure.
Immovable. You know, the government and the drug industrialists are like that. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you heat them up, you give them a little love, you give them a little energy, you give them a little spirituality, and they become movable. Water, they flow around obstacles. And then you heat it up a little bit more, you give it some more spirituality, and what happens?
Poof.
Poof, becomes etheric, gaseous, spirit uplift. And so it actually, everything about water reflects, and that, you know, the word itself, the structure itself, it's the tetrahedron structure. You know, we have Tetrahedron Publishing Company. I didn't even know this when we formed the company. You know, we came out of Buckminster Fuller's work and created the company tetrahedron.org based on Bucky Fuller's work.
Right.
But it's he taught us that it is the most stable structure in the physical universe, that four-sided equilateral triangular structure. But it reflects what the Creator's name is. He said the Creator said to have said at the burning bush to Moses his name. He says, I am that I am. I am the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the tetragrammaton, which is the structure of water. So that this is what we're beginning to realize, that you look about how homeopathics work. They work marvelously without toxicity. And they work because of a resonance frequency of energy that's vibrating in that pyramid of water structure.
Well, what happens when the water gets polluted, gets diseased, basically?
It blows out the sacred structure of it. It essentially, when you hit it with metal, for example, Dr. Emoto's work with structured water shows when you, like, take a spoon or some metal to it, it literally causes, again, a charge, a violation of the sacred geometry of the structuring, of the molecular structuring of water. Water is so sensitive. It's kind of like people pray to the Creator for help and guidance because the Creator is extremely sensitive to what's taking place on this planet. Likewise, water, everything about it, to me now, having done extensive research in it, having befriended Dr. Emoto, worked with Lee Lorenzen, the premier, people who are the movers and shakers in the field of structured water science, I'm telling you, I have to conclude that there is something so sacred, it goes beyond anything that the religious world has ever seen and grasped. And that is the respect that we should be having when we address water and water issues.
In all forms and fashion? Now, give me examples. What do you mean by respect?
Well, the concept of, I have to think about, it's kind of funny, it's kind of humorous when you get into this. we flush our toilets, and can you grasp the concept that we're flushing our toilets with part of the triune God?
No.
I mean, it's like totally, totally bizarre. That's how insane we are. Where, in Hawaii, we work with permacultural groups. There's a tremendous permacultural movement that makes complete sense for sustainability on this planet. We waste so damn much. We're taught, we're trained, this American dream, we're indoctrinated into believing we have to be consistently consuming. The word itself is a tip-off. Consumption. The entire cult is a con. The sum total of it is a con job. Instead of productivity, we're consuming everything. So, and instead of like collaboration, we have competition. From the very beginning, we're not trained in collaboration in schools. We're engaged in fear that we're not going to get a grade in our test scores equal or better than another child. And so everything is in our lives is about competition and a fright, which takes us out of this, higher instinct, higher will, the spiritual sense and spiritual center in our hearts, and brings us into this loony realm where we have the results that we're looking at.
Now, your research shows that water can be used to heal, to prevent disease. But how do we know we're getting the right water to do this?
Well, that's a really great question. There's many, many types of waters. Good, pure drinking water. First of all, if you were looking, as for health reasons,
right?
The number one thing to look at is energy as well as mineral content. Good spring waters typically have the minerals in it as well as the energy in it. When I say energy, I'm literally talking about frequency resonance.
But how do you know it has that?
Well, if it's been pretty much, sitting on a shelf in a store for weeks, if not months, the likelihood is that it's already decharged significantly.
Okay.
And so, obviously the best waters is one where you drop on your knees in a fresh mountain stream or a spring coming out of the ground, and you literally get a kundalini rush up your spine. You know, your whole body comes to life.
Well, we don't all have that luxury.
No, we don't. But there's many, many products. There's a lot of different products that are out there, from inexpensive ones. I developed one called the 3E, the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer. It's a water energizer, very inexpensive. You can go into something like that. You don't even have to buy anything, actually. If you really have full faith and trust in what we're talking about here, that is a divine source of everything, and if you're connected to that divine source through your heart, all you have to do is put your hands on it and pray over it and literally channel that divine love, that water is going to change dramatically in its structure and its energy resonance.
See, that is the key to the research that Emoto has come up with, that you have come up with. I think you've taken it even a step farther than that. Ramon Grace, who comes on the show, Leonard, I don't know if you know him, he believes in blessing water. As a matter of fact, I mean, he says you bless it and then take a part of what you blessed and dump it in other water, and it works.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the songs before the break was, I'd love to change the world if I knew what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing. If you go online to liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org, you'll see we have seeded this concept of a concert, 144,000 at minimum. We're actually going to have billions of people who are going to be blessing the waters of the world.
You're going to do this like at one moment?
It's all going to happen. The experiment is going to take place. The first, at least, experiment is going to be taking place June 19th to the 21st, 2009.
An experiment. Tell me about it.
Well, this is the experiment is to create a virtual baptism. You know how John the Baptist threw Christ and everybody else into water?
Yep.
Why? Because that's what I'm talking about. It's part of the triune God. Listen, when you go home at night after a long, hard day and you feel exhausted, don't you take a shower, get completely refreshed, or take a bath and feel completely different? Or jump in the ocean and feel what that's like? It's a complete change of state, primarily because there's an electromagnetic frequency of divinity in that water, which is also in your body. Your body, Holy Spirit-filled temple, is about 80%+ water. So that means you're 80% plus part of the triune God. So the reality is all you have to do is reconnect with the resonance, frequency, energy, the vibrations that are in that water, in pure, good drinking water, which is exactly what I'm talking about with regard to the sound of the perfect circle of sound, what Da Vinci, Vitruvius, Pythagoras all praised and talked about. In fact, on his deathbed, Plato told his students, above all, study the monochord. Study this truth. It was called polyhistor at that point, and mathes. The term mathes and polyhistor, look it up in the dictionary. It's all about the mathematics of music that creates everything.
Do you bombard water with this?
Yes, absolutely. And this is the most advanced physicists currently are working. There's a product that we have also up now that it's totally revolutionary. It's called OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.com, and you'll see what some of the physicists are doing with three elements, hydrogen, oxygen, and silver, which is one of the most conductive, electrically conductive, energy conductive elements in the periodic table.
Is that colloidal silver?
No, that's old. I mean, colloidal, this is like nanotechnology, light years in advance beyond colloidal silver. This is how a vaccine-free, completely natural, non-toxic immunization against all infectious diseases. OxySilver. Check it out. OxySilver.com. Read about this stuff. It is a covalent bond. Technically, it's called an oligodynamic silver hydrosol.
How long have we known about this?
This is about 20 years suppressed. NASA scientists helped primarily developed this. Richard Hoagland could probably tell you. He probably heard about it because the NASA astronauts had to have a lot of care about the water that they were drinking and the hydration in their environment, and that they had to develop to fight off infectious diseases of all sorts, bacteria, viruses, molds, fungus. They had to develop a water type of product that they used some very sophisticated advanced technologies to develop. That's what OxySilver is. And when you understand that it literally totally blows out all the pathogens that they're frightening us with, George, you really begin to say, holy smoke, these people are completely insane. And anybody who's got a reasonable sense of intelligence and begins to look at this data and not even have to read the scientific journals, just begin to look at what's going on, who developed it, what's the science behind it, you begin to go, holy smoke, this is what's been suppressed from humanity. Instead of having something water-based with a little bit of silver in there, using some, you know, technology of energy, we're injecting and poisoning people, including our children, and devastating our nation.
With fluoride, too.
Yeah, well, all of the toxic chemicals. I mean, again, it's the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel.
What was that website again?
OxySilver.com.
Spell it.
OxySilver.com.
Okay, I'll look that one up. That one I haven't found. OxySilver.com.
OxySilver. And beyond a immuno-boosting product that has way superior over colloidal silver, way superior over virtually anything that we've ever discovered, because this is a whole new field of nanotechnology, using water as its base with a little energy molecule atom in it called silver.
Are you a believer in 8 glasses a day?
Oh, absolutely. This is the biggest problem, is that people are mostly dehydrated, and they're drinking coffee, which causes dehydration additional, and they're drinking all these sodas, which have phosphoric acid, which blows off the pH. pH is everything. Here's all health. It all boils down to water, because water is H2O, hydrogen and oxygen. If you simply knew the power of hydrogen, pH is parts hydrogen or power of hydrogen, and you understood that every single energy movement in your entire body, all of life, the energy that drives life is hydrogen electron donation. Basically, you ever see the H is plus?
Yeah.
Okay. The plus is because it's given up an electron. The electron is what we move with. It is what the energy cycle is all about. It's that movement of energy through primarily the water and coming out of the whole universe. Is not only did NASA scientists determine that the entire universe is filled with hydrogen as well as water, we begin to realize, holy smoke, water science is where it's at.
We'll be back with phone calls, vaccines, water, you name it. You've heard Dr. Len. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.